Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's Thursday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. 2 Timothy chapter 2, and we find ourselves at verse 14. This has been a life-changing passage in my life, and I want to share it with you in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 14. Remind them of these things, and charge them before God, not to quarrel about words, which does no good, but only ruins the hearers. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, who is rightly handling the word of truth. But avoid irreverent babble, for it will lead people into more and more ungodliness, and their talk will spread like gangrene. Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have swerved from the truth, saying that the resurrection has already happened. But they are upsetting the faith of some. Well, that's where I'll stop today. But I do want to tell you what he says here. He's laid out for him his ministry, and then he's given him this wonderful confession that those who are faithful will persevere to the end. They won't be perfect. They'll be up and down. They'll fall down. They'll fall away. But ultimately, their life will be one of perseverance by God's preserving grace. Therefore, if someone has denied the Christ that they once confessed, then that is not the revelation of someone that's been saved and then lost. It's the revelation of someone who was never saved to begin with. And therefore, the lack of perseverance has revealed that there was never any true salvation in their life. And then that is all true because Jesus cannot deny himself, nor can he deny those whom he has purchased. And he will not deny them to the glory of his name. And then he says, I want you to remind people of the power of the gospel, not only to change your status before God, but to change your life for God. And the changed life is not the foundation of your salvation, but it is the evidence of your salvation. Now, as he does that, of course, he then says to Timothy, I want you to be a faithful instrument in the lives of these people. So do your best to present yourself to God as approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. So you need to be a good worker. You need to be a good worker in the word of God, but you need to get on your knees and ask the Holy Spirit to teach you so that you're not ashamed before God of how you're handling his word. You're actually handling his word rightly. You're handling his word clearly. You are cutting it straight, is what the text says. In other words, when you've preached on a text and you've exposited the text, it fits right back in. You haven't shrunk it down to make it palatable to people, and you haven't over-embellished it because of your own excitement and your own predilections. But you've been faithful to God's word, you've expounded it, and now it fits right back into the text the way that it belongs. That's what you need to do. Some, he said, have not done that. They've gotten caught up in irreverent conversation about God's word. Avoid that babble, he calls it. Get rid of that. And he gives them two examples, Hymenaeus and Philetus. They got all carried away, and now they're out there preaching this ignorant doctrine that Jesus has already returned again. What they're doing is upsetting people and then discourages people and leads people astray and upsets them in their faith. Here's what a good preacher does. He stays in the Word of God. He handles it accurately. So here is the call that we are to be faithful to the Word of God, and we are to, as preachers, we are to handle it accurately, cut it straight. We are not to be ashamed before the Lord. We handle it under the eye of God, and God is pleased when we handle his word accurately, explain it fully, and handle his people carefully, and call the lost consistently. Praise God for that glorious privilege in the ministry. So there is a wonderful text of scripture for us today, a direction for you to pray for your pastor, and a direction as to what kind of a pastoral preaching you need, and a direction to pastors and preachers as to what kind of preaching they ought to do, and then praise God for its effect. Instead of people upset, they are firmly grounded in the work and glorious truth of Jesus Christ. And that's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.